Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Summer season upon us. It's taking its toll on our skin and our overall health. It's more important than ever to be armed with the do's and don'ts of the summer season. Joining us today is an expert in the field of health and beauty. She's appeared on The Doctors, The Today Show, Fox News, NBC's Today, just to name a few. Here to share her summer health and beauty tips for the entire family, please welcome to the show author of Bonding Over Beauty, Erica Katz. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, nice to be here.
Oh, it's great having you on the show. You know, during the summer months when I was a child, my mom used to pour baby oil on me and we'd hang out at the beach all day. There was no such thing as SPFs back then, but now we know the dangers. And so what advice would you have for parents when it comes to teaching their children the importance of sun protection and skincare in the summer?
Well, there are two things about sun protection that I think a lot of parents don't know. The first thing is there are major ingredients, the active ingredients in sun protection. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to a drugstore, most of the ingredients, most of the skincare products will have avobenzone as the active ingredient. However, if you find the sensitive formulas, the active ingredient will be titanium dioxide. And what I found is that titanium dioxide and zinc oxide are actually the best protection for the skin because you can put the product on with avobenzone in the morning, but once they're exposed to the sun, if you reapply it, sometimes it can burn their skin. So that avobenzone, I find, can really be an irritant. So I tell parents, when you use sun protection, try to find one with titanium dioxide in it because you can reapply it and it's not going to burn your child's skin.
Right. What about the eyes? If it's on the forehead, will that be okay for the eyes as well?
Oh, yeah. It can be everywhere. It's just a very gentle ingredient, and it doesn't sting, so that's why I like it. And it's really the active ingredient in most of the sensitive skin formulas or the baby formulas. So even for me, I use the baby formula or the sensitive skin because I find that's the best.
Right. So don't pour baby oil on your kids like my mom did when I was growing
up. I wouldn't. I don't think that's advisable. I also
Not anymore.
Think a lot of times they don't reapply, so it's best to use. I wouldn't go higher than SPF 50. I think people tend to go too high with their SPF. And once you get into SPF 100, 125, first of all, I don't think that does anything. And I think you're just adding a lot more chemicals to the product, which can be a potential irritant. So SPF 30 can sometimes not be enough, but I really wouldn't go past 50.
Right. All good stuff. Now, skin isn't the only concern during the summer. It also takes a toll on our person's hair from damaging sunshine, that chlorine from swimming pools, and, of course, the salt in the ocean. You being a beauty expert, is there any advice you can offer our listeners on keeping their hair healthy this summer?
Well, I have blonde hair, and I don't like it to turn green, and I don't like it to dry out. So what I do is I wet my hair fully before I go in the water or the salt water, because that way the hair cuticle gets filled with the fresh water, and then the chlorine or the salt water can't penetrate the cuticle, and that seems to be really good. And for me, I also like to swim laps, so I'll wet my whole head, then I'll put a little leave-in conditioner in my hair, then put the swim cap on, and I actually find that it's a great deep conditioning treatment, and then I'll go shower after, and my hair feels really silky. And another thing I do is a lot of times salons will charge $60, $70 for deep conditioning, and you really don't need to spend that. All you need to do is put any old conditioner, find the cheapest you can at the drugstore, put it all over your hair, then sit outside when it's warm. You can wrap your head in a towel or just leave it out, and the heat from the outside will actually open up the cuticle in the hair, penetrate it, and then your conditioner is working all day, and then 45 minutes or at the end of the day, you can rinse it out and your hair will feel amazing. So those are my two little secrets.
Wow, that's interesting stuff. Yeah, that's kind of great for skin and hair. What about, for the summer, any particular foods or drinks we should avoid during the hot summer days? What's your advice there for people out there at the pool that might want to nosh or drink certain drinks?
Well, you know, of course, alcohol is never good for your skin because it dries it out. As for your children, you know, I don't particularly care for those energy drinks or the drinks that have a lot of sugar in them, because I don't think it really does much for you. And I think also with kids, when you give them high caffeine or high sugar drinks, they end up getting very hyper and then getting moody. So So I find all kids like lemonade. So at home, I make fresh squeezed lemonade, and instead of sugaring it with a lot of sugar, I'll take some raspberries or strawberries, and I have like this nice juicer, so I'll juice the raspberry juice or the strawberry juice, and I'll add it to the lemonade, and that actually sweetens it with natural sugar from the fruit. So I think it's a really nice drink, and you put ice in it, and my daughter loves to make it, and then she sells it, and last year, I think she took
entrepreneurship.
It to the beach. Yes, and in 1 hour, she made $30 at the beach.
Wow.
Yeah, because
so she's hydrated. She's hydrated and making money.
Yeah, so I think that's one. You know, watermelon juice is always nice. I love iced tea, and if you're worried about the caffeine, you can do an herbal iced tea, or if you grow mint in your backyard, you can cut the mint and you brew it, and then you pour it into a container with ice and add some lemon. It's really good.
That's great. I know you're a big advocate of all-natural products. You know, summertime, we think of mosquitoes and bugs. Is there anything that you've heard of that's natural, can repel bugs during the summer?
Well, now there are a lot of products in the market, if you Google it, that are deep-free and repel bugs. I would just try to find something as natural as possible. I don't think there's any, you know, treatment. I mean, I obviously don't put honey on your skin because you'll attract them. But you can find a lot of organic products. I was actually looking it up the other day because I don't like to put that on my daughter's skin. And there are a lot of products out there.
Right. I'm not sure if it falls in the natural category, but I know that Bounce fabric softener actually works the cloths, the little towels that you put. I was working on a film industry, and I went out to the forest to work on, and Harvey Keitel and Andy McDowell has these, looks like toilet paper in their hair or in their pockets, and I said, what is this? I thought it was toilet paper. They go, no, this is Bounce. It gets rid of bugs, and I'm telling you, it works.
I had no idea. You just gave me a new idea. I love that.
It repels bugs, mosquitoes, gnats, those little, what are they called? You know, the ones that bite you, they can't see it. No-see-ums, they call them. That's the name
of them. Well, you know what you can do also, though? Because, you know, a lot of times you're going to put sunscreen and insect repellent. So just make sure that your sunscreen doesn't have a lot of perfume. I wouldn't spray perfume on yourself because any sort of sweet perfumes will attract the bugs.
That makes sense. What's your opinion on, like, perspiration problems in the summer? Any advice? Should we look for more natural
perspiration? Well, here's the honest-to-goodness truth with antiperspirant versus deodorant, because I don't think everybody knows this. Antiperspirant contains aluminum. There's no such thing as an antiperspirant that doesn't contain aluminum. And the aluminum is what keeps you dry. Deodorant it prevents you from smelling, but it actually doesn't keep you dry. And that's because it doesn't contain aluminum. I have yet to find a product that doesn't contain aluminum keeps you dry. It might keep you from smelling, but it won't keep you dry. So the other thing that I find is that most people sweat when they're under pressure.
Right.
So I can go to the gym, and I might not sweat under my arms, but if I'm doing an interview with you, I might start to sweat under my arms because the adrenaline is going. And I think that happens.
I can feel that. I can feel that through the microphone.
Can you?
Yes.
So that's what happens. But I don't even feel aluminum deodorant stops that kind of perspiration. So I have a really cool trick.
Uh-huh.
If you go on Amazon, there are these pads. A lot of different companies make them. I think they're called Hollywood. And there's
try and get it in about 10 seconds here, Erica, because we're just out of time now.
So you can get these pads, and you can attach it to your clothing, and it absorbs the perspiration. It's really great.
So those are great tips and things that you can do in the summer. And thank you so much, Erica, for more information on Erica Katz and tips on being healthy and beautiful this summer. Please visit bondingoverbeauty.com. That's www.bondingoverbeauty.com. And you can sign up for her latest blog, where you'll learn tips ranging from how to choose the best moisturizer to how to make your own all-natural shaving cream. So remember, you can always podcast these shows at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.